This is Cry Justice with Judy Redlick, examining issues of importance to you, your family, and our community that the other media just won't cover. Now, here's Judy Redlick.
Who runs America anyway? What's going on behind the war on terrorism? Radio commentator and film documentary maker Alex Jones is my guest. He thinks the global government is now openly not only announcing a new world order, but they are the organization behind the funding of all the radical terrorist organizations we've heard about in the last few decades. Why does he think so? Let's ask him. I talked with him August the 21st, and I'd like to share his comments with you on Cry Justice. Welcome, Alex, to Cry Justice.
Judy, thank you so much for having me on the show, and there is so much to talk about today. I was just talking to you before we started the broadcast, and there's so many central areas that most Americans are just frankly not aware of, like what's really going on behind the war on terrorism, who stands to gain from that, what's happening with the proliferation of trackable microchips, what's going on with the vaccines, the police state, so much more.
Who's really behind the war on terrorism, and when do you think it really started?
Well, it's bigger than George Bush. It's bigger than Bill Clinton. But the large global system, the global government that is now out in the open announcing a new world order, is the organization that is behind funding all of the radical terrorist organizations that we've heard about in the last few decades. In every case, when you investigate them, they're getting major state sponsoring. And it's not generally the states you would think of. It's not Iraq and Iran and Afghanistan. It is generally the CIA, MI6, out of England and others who have now been caught funding Al-Qaeda, funding the Taliban, and training Mohammed Atta and two of the other hijackers at the Pensacola Naval Air Station there in Florida. That's why the Air Force colonel, the dean of the Defense Language School in Monterey, California, went public. He was forced to train Mohammed Atta there at the language school. We have just
forced to train him. Do you have a reference that can prove back you up?
Absolutely.
On that?
The San Francisco Chronicle carried the story about how his lawyer, Stanley Hilton, is suing the government for $7 million, and Fox News carried it. When they had Mr. Hilton on my show, and then Fox had Mr. Hilton, of course, on their show, and he represents the Air Force colonel and many others. NORAD was ordered to stand down for 58 minutes so the second aircraft could slam into the World Trade Center after they knew the first one had been hijacked. That's why they refused to release any of the control tower tapes.
And is that also proven in those articles?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, there's so much evidence here. It's like the CIA section chief meeting with bin Laden for 10 days in Dubai back in July of last year. We have FBI agent Robert Wright, who just didn't say that there was government prior knowledge, but that he was obstructed and blocked and ordered and threatened not to stop Al-Qaeda. Now there is this new FBI agent that has gone public with this information, Sybil Edmonds, and she was ordered by her superiors not to go after Al-Qaeda. And when she tried to go after them and sue them because of this, and this is Fox News yesterday, she's wondering, well, why are the higher-ups protecting them? Because they were following their orders. I've interviewed David Shippers, the man that impeached Bill Clinton. For months he was going to the White House, to John Ashcroft, saying, here are the files. Al-Qaeda is planning to attack New York. He was in contact with some of the investigative reporters like Gina Davis from Oklahoma City. Mr. Shippers was in contact with the late, because he's dead now, Deputy FBI Director John O'Neill, who 2 months before quit the FBI and went to work as the head of security at the World Trade Center, and he was killed on September 11th. His uncharred body was found next to one of the passports of one of the supposed hijackers. It's obvious that his dead body was thrown into the rubble. He didn't keep his mouth shut. He gave one of his last interviews to the French media on videotape, and it's been in the London Telegraph and other newspapers. It hasn't been released in film yet, that he said the government of the United States was controlled, that they were wanting a war to take over Afghanistan for oil, and that they were going to allow a massive attack to take place. He gave that interview posthumously before he was killed. That's John O'Neill, Deputy FBI Director.
When you consider that President Clinton did not get impeached, and all the evidence spoke toward him needing to be impeached. Do you think he was all part of the regime as well?
Oh, absolutely. Look, Bill Clinton, George Bush, they're just mid-level puppets. They're just fronts to make us think that we've got a choice in this whole left-right paradigm. I mean, you have a choice locally in your city or in your town. You know, there are real elections there and real people to choose from. But when you get to the presidential level, they are selected by the media. They are selected by this shadow government that 6 months ago, Judy, as you know well, stood out and said, yes, we are the shadow government. Yes, we run things from bunkers. Yes, we are FEMA. And by the way, the leader of the Senate and the Speaker of the House, you don't have passes to the bunker. They said, excuse me, Constitution says we're in the direct line of ascension. And the government said, well, just shut up about it and don't worry about it. This is amazing. We're seeing a shift since September 11th. But you said, how long have they been creating this system of terrorism, the globalists? 5-6 years ago, you'd see headlines, you know, every day. We're going to get hit by terrorists. Give your rights up when they attack. Not a question of if, but when. Give your rights up. Give your rights up. Preparing us. Then the attack comes. Give your rights up and we'll protect you. Meanwhile, the government leaves the borders wide open. They build nuclear reactors that can produce nuclear weapons for the North Koreans. They arm the Pakistanis with nuclear weapons. They give the communist Chinese delivery systems for their weapons with a long march. This is all confirmed, but they want our guns, and they leave our borders wide open. This government is not protecting us. They're telling us, give up liberty, you'll get security. When you give up liberty, you only get one thing, Judy, and that is tyranny.
Congressman Cynthia McKinney, she received some campaign funds by Muslim radicals, and she's talking about what prior knowledge did people have about September 11th, and they're punishing her. Now, didn't President Bush take 10 times the amounts of funds that she took? And whatever happened to him, why isn't he being punished? Or can you prove that he got funding through the Muslims?
Well, yes, this story came out actually about 3 months ago, and it was back in the news in the Washington Post. Headline, questions raised about donors at Georgia lawmakers' campaign. And look, I mean, I'm no fan of Cynthia McKinney with her anti-gun, some of her anti-family policies, but we've seen that change a little the last few years. She gave a big speech about the UN and the mass murder in Rwanda about 2 years ago. So my view on her has changed a little bit, but it doesn't matter. All she said is we need an investigation. We need to look at these unanswered questions, and for that, why she should resign. She should be drummed out. Well, it's called the First Amendment, but the Atlanta Journal-Constitution had a poll, and about 14,000 people responded to it, and 52% said in the first poll, we want to have an investigation. They had another poll. It was 51.4%. Newsmax wrongly reported it was 46% wanted it because I called the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and got a copy of the actual poll. But, I mean, to go back to your original question, Bush, you know, on our website, we just put he took 10 times that. It was more like 100 times that. And to be fair, the president and people that are running for president get much larger campaign contributions on average than a congressperson from, you know, a state. But just a single congressperson.
But how could he consciously accept that money?
Well, not just Muslims. I mean, he took it from from some of the most radical groups out there. Bin Laden's brother, who's kind of a gray sheep, you know, working with Bin Laden. On September 11th, all air traffic was shut down nationwide for 3 days, from September 11th in the afternoon for 3 days forward. And only aircraft out there were U.S. military and, of course, 12 different flights as the Bin Ladens were allowed to flee the country. And when Robert Wright,
the FBI agent... 12 different flights as the Bin Ladens were allowed to flee the country. Now, how could that have been allowed? That was hushed.
Well, yeah, it was in the Miami Herald and just a few other newspapers, but it was just, oh, yeah, the Bin Ladens were flying out of Miami and out of Boston. But, you know, when we're looking at this, when Robert
so
Wright...
So our government allowed them to fly out of the country knowing full well that Americans would want a full-fledged investigation and they should have stopped them right there.
Well, absolutely. But the answer to why they did that, Judy, is because Robert Wright in his press conference, senior FBI agent from Chicago, with David Shippers and Larry Klayman of Judicial Watch, the guys that went after Bill Clinton, these aren't some left-wingers with an axe to grind. Neither am I. I mean, you'd call me a right-winger, you know, extreme right-winger or whatever, just because I love the Bill of Rights and Constitution. You know, it's just a label, but that's how the average person would see myself or Larry Klayman. But they had a press conference. I have it on videotape. In fact, I had them on my radio show that day it happened. And they came up and said, we can't give this press conference. We've all been threatened with arrest. We just want to say that George Bush vacations with Bin Laden. I could send you a tape of this.
I can't believe it. Where can you document that?
It was on C-SPAN. They carried the press conference with Judicial Watch. And look, the Carlyle Group is now the biggest defense contractor in the world. It was the fifth largest before September 11th. It's now number one. Bush is giving the lion's share of the contracts to a company that his father owns a large portion of stock in with the Bin Laden family.
Well, we could talk about Amron. We can talk about how many people were involved in the training family with Amron and that whole situation.
But we also have the Secretary of the Army, White, who was involved. I saw the Senate hearings on this. With fake computer screens, they'd bring in the Congress people. Oh, look, this is where we trade energy. And it was just all fake. It's all a CIA operation. Look, you've got these big agencies just running things now. That's the point I'm trying to make here. It's bigger than left or right. It's bigger than just, you know, pandemic corruption. It is institutionalized. It's all a facade.
So what do we do?
Well, I tell you what the good news is, Judy. I have an article here out of North Texas newspaper, Tyler Morning Telegraph. You know, it serves a couple hundred thousand people, but I see polls like this all the time. It says, Tyler paper poll, do you think it would be a good idea to give the military domestic law enforcement authority as part of legislation being considered in Congress? Here are the results as reported in a poll that we ran last week. And it says 21.32%, so 21% want troops on the streets. 78.68% do not want troops on the streets, because we instinctively know that's 78.68%. That's about 79%, if you round up, don't want that. And look, they tell you, we need to put troops on the streets to keep you safe. Wall Street Journal writes a big opinion page about how wonderful it is. And why are you whining about secret detentions of American citizens and, you know, them not getting a lawyer? What's wrong with that? That was in the Wall Street Journal 2 days ago.
So that would have been in the August 19th edition.
We speak out against this police state. We speak out against the militarization of our entire society. And does that mean I'm against the military? Does that mean I'm against the police? No, but this isn't what America's about. Our founding fathers spoke out against it. Posse Comitatus, the 1878 law, says no to it. Troops don't protect you from a couple hundred guys, sneaking around, who are driving taxis in their off time. Bottom line, who are easily identifiable in our society. I've got the Washington Post announcing, oh, we're going to put 350,000+ U.S. Army troops on the streets. I've got the Associated Press. In fact, this is in my film, The Road to Tyranny. We've got all the articles, all the documents, all the video clips of them saying this. We're going to put foreign troops here in America. And, oh, by the way, we've had those NATO, French, and German AWACS, and now we've got 58, Rumsfeld's announced, 58 Norwegian F-16s, and it's incrementalism. But troops don't protect you from an attack, folks. They oppress the people. And you're like, wait a minute, this is American military. Yeah, our military's always gone to fight countries where their military was on the streets. We were brought up that Russia and China and Mexico and Venezuela and Cuba, and rightfully so, were set up like this. So, Judy, I've made two films about the police state. I don't just have a 29 Palm survey from 94 where the Marines asked their soldiers, will you fire on Americans under PDD 25? Will you confiscate guns under UN command? This is a survey. I went in 99 to Urban Warrior as 3,000 Marines and 1,000 foreign troops took over parts of Oakland, California as a drill. I watched them with hundreds of role players trained to scream, I'm an American, please, I have rights, not the camp, no, no, no. I have video of our Marines with German and Dutch and other troops training to take our guns. I have Fort Polk, Louisiana on tape as a top general. Ken, the guy that says he doesn't want to get rid of Posse Comitatus, that's to get people to go back to sleep because they announced it and there was a big backlash. They already got rid of it covertly. I got him on videotape at Fort Polk before Czechoslovakian, Czech Republic troops, and our troops, our army, saying, you are the forces of the New World Order. Then they go out and practice searching Americans' homes in a mock American city they'd built. Now, folks, this is confirmed. This is not Alex Jones's opinion. And it went on during Bill Clinton. It's exploded under Bush. Doesn't matter who's in office. The same agenda. That's because the shadow government, the national security dictatorship, that's been in total power since 47, is running the show.
What about the policy act that President Bush signed a couple of days after September 11th? How do you think that infringes on our freedom? And that, do you think that plays right into that dictatorship you're talking about?
You know, I read the order he put out, the parts of it that weren't classified. But for my listeners, I just said, I'll just get the Washington Times writer on who did the research on this. On September 14th, on that Friday, Bush activated 500 dormant provisions going back to even the Civil War. And there was the Washington Times reporting, we are now under martial law. Now they've activated it. Now they are implementing it, but they're doing it incrementally to acclimate and condition us to it. And he went into it. Censorship of the media, roundups, martial law. I have the Daily Oklahoman article where they were about to pass the Health Powers Act, the State Emergency Act that really federalizes things. And it said, for the mere threat of terrorism, the governor can confiscate guns.
Well, and what does that do to our Christian faith when they can make the determination whether you should be interrogated or not? You know,
well,
who is they and how much power does that give them? I mean, that's really scary because there's no real limit.
Well, in my documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, we have just jam-packed it full of information. And you know, I'm a Christian out there, and Christians need to know that they're being targeted. And in the film, I actually have footage, not just of the news articles and the federal documents and the training flyers for police and military. I have FEMA on tape teaching a classroom of police and firefighters that, quote, Christians are terrorists, period. The founding fathers are terrorists, period. And so what if 10,000 of us have to die? And then I have all their training manuals and their files and their documents. And this just wasn't under Clinton. This is exploding under Bush. And again, that just shows the same agenda is moving forward.
So how can these men consciously do their job knowing that this undercurrent is only there to undermine and their puppets? Or do you think that's what they're doing?
I think Americans have had their thinking process switched off. And I keep going back to that word, incremental acclimation. They've slowly eased us into it. It's like original sin. You do it the first time, then it gets easier, and before you know it, you're a total reprobate.
You think our thinking process has been switched off? How can you say that about me? How can you say that about people that are trying to
buck the system? Obviously not you and probably your listeners.
No, but you said Americans. You generalized.
Well,
so
I did generalize, and I would say that over half of America is in a mind-numb stupor. They're focused in on their tennis shoes and their SUV and their golf cart and their makeup and their haircuts cold beer, and they're not focused in. They weren't taught the Bill of Rights. They weren't taught the Constitution. It wasn't made to be a priority when they were young men and women. And so today, it's basically just how Americans have been trained. It's the entertainment culture. You take television. We can see a marked increase in crime with the invention of television. Right. And as it proliferated, we can see the crime get worse and worse and worse. And look what's on TV. Men, killing people.
Kids see 18,000 violent deaths before they reach the age of 18 if they watch television on a regular, like, 4, 5, 6 hours a day basis.
And the average child's watching 4.5 hours a day. And the heroes aren't the people that, you know, do what's right, stand up against the status quo that's wrong. No. So, look, Americans also rationalize. You know, they hear a show like this, like, this is scary. Well, I choose not to believe it. Or well, I'm going to run away from this. I'm going to shuck my responsibility. And folks, you only make it worse when you do stick your head in the sand. All of us here are being called to decision. But the good news is the government and their controlled media are having to write all these editorials and put out all this propaganda and try to condition us to accept what they're doing right now because it's blowing up in their face. Americans are saying, wait a minute, you're doing nothing to protect us from terrorists. In fact, you've been involved in these terrorist attacks, all the evidence shows, with more and more whistleblowers and government coming forward valiantly. And then you're telling us give up our rights when you're doing nothing to protect us. This doesn't make a lot of sense. Then they're saying, who has the motive for these terrorist attacks? Why did Hitler blow up his own Reichstag building right after being elected February 27th, 1933? Why did Hitler blow up his own government building, to blame it on his enemies, say, we've got to take your rights away to protect you. Why did Roosevelt, now confirmed fact, allow Pearl Harbor to be attacked by the Japanese? Why do we see the same development over and over and over again? And the answer is problem, reaction, solution. You know, one of the biggest smoking guns we've got, Judy, is the Northwoods document. On my website, Infowars.com, I have the Northwoods document. And you link to the government's own website, to the National Security Archives.
I haven't even heard of the Northwoods document.
Okay, well, first when folks go to Infowars.com, they want to go to the government prior knowledge section. And they can click on the video clip section and watch my whole film for free. They can download the whole Road to Tyranny for free. It's, you know, it's at the highest quality online, but the information's there for you. You can download it and pass it out to folks. I just want to get this out to people.
And it's also on DVD if you're interested in getting a DVD copy.
Of course. I've got a high-quality DVD and VHS version, and I want folks to get them and show everybody. But if you go to the government prior knowledge section and click on Northwoods, and Hegelian dialectic, that's the psychological term of problem, reaction, solution, creating a crisis, creating fear, saying give your rights up, we'll save you. If you go there, there's an ABC News story from May 1st. There is a Baltimore Sun from April 24th, before September 11th last year, in early 2001. And there you can read U.S. government plan to bomb U.S. cities. And then you can read the mainstream articles about it. Then you can click on the actual document. It's a PDF file on a government website, declassified, says, you know, top secret with a line through it. And it's the U.S. government explaining why they wanted to bomb D.C., Washington, D.C., why the government, the U.S. government, wanted to kill Marines, why the U.S. government wanted to kill John Glenn in orbit, why they wanted to sink a ship in Guantanamo Bay again. So they're admitting they blew up the Maine back when William McKinley was president in 1898. This is incredible, folks. The Spanish-American War. It's the oldest trick in the book. You blow up your own building, your own ship, you blame it on enemies. And here, this document was signed by the chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, by the chairman himself, L.L. Lemitzer, and he says, casualty list, that means list of dead Americans, casualty list in U.S. newspapers would cause a helpful wave of indignation. Now, this went all the way up to Kennedy. It was approved. Kennedy said no, started abolishing the CIA, getting rid of the Federal Reserve, pulling us out of Vietnam, and just a few months later got his head blown off in Dealey Plaza in downtown Dallas.
And here we start again. So what do you think it's going to take to reverse the cycle? What can we do today if this infiltration is so thick that no matter what the president does, no matter who's president, the tide can't change? That's what I hear you saying.
Well, the reason I always say it's not Bill Clinton, it's not George Bush, because then we get into this partisan fight and, well, I heard Bush is good, well, I heard Clinton's good, right. And then we all, you know, run to vote for a Democrat who's going to vote for more socialism and go after our guns and after our families, because we're sitting here exposing that this Republican government's behind these attacks. I want to make it clear, Bill Clinton in my film has FBI, police, eyewitnesses, videos, seismographs. The U.S. government bombed Oklahoma City. The FBI was on scene when that happened. We have hotel receipts, eyewitnesses, surveillance camera tapes.
Right.
I've interviewed the police, the FBI that was involved. The U.S. government with the CIA and the FBI bombed that building.
Well, and we know that Timothy McVeigh was just one of the fall guys.
Oh, he was a patsy. They even had Iraqis
and
there on the scene.
They made sure that he was killed and executed, and the other guy still has life in prison because Timothy McVeigh knows a whole lot more than the other guy.
Well, absolutely. But I just want to point out that it's a system behind the system. Remember earlier this year, Judy, they said it's the shadow government?
Right.
They finally admitted what we already knew was there since 1947.
But what can we do about it?
Well, what we're doing right now, you know, the globalists didn't take over America overnight. They still don't control this radio station we're on. They still don't control your minds out there. The majority of Americans, the majority of police, military, radio engineers, radio broadcasters, you know, webmasters, auto mechanics, lawyers are not bad people. We're just compartmentalized. We think we can trust the system. We think this government loves us when that's not the case. I mean, Judy, you were on my website. I got mainstream articles about proving that MMR vaccines eat in our children's brains. They found cancer viruses in over a dozen different types of vaccines, modern vaccines. I've got USA Today saying starting next year, major chains of discounters, major store chains, some of the biggest, half their products are going to have trackable microchips the Office of Naval Research developed. And that's not my opinion.
Amazing.
That's USA Today.
That's amazing. I heard about that, that the Naval Research Office has developed those chips, and they're going to embed them in products, and they're going to hold much more information than barcodes. Now,
but listen, they scan your name when you leave the store onto the products, and then radio readers around town, and this is USA Today, by the way, scan you. And now they're going to make it the law in Northern California. You have to have a tracker chip in your car. That was the San Francisco Chronicle 2 days ago. I mean, you couldn't make up something this bizarre. It's all happening. And so-called conservative talk show hosts are on the radio saying children need microchips or they're going to get kidnapped. I mean, this is sick. This country's getting sick.
Can we stop the microchip thing from happening?
Hey, absolutely. We've got to boycott any store.
So what can we do about these new chips that they're going to be embedding? I mean, is there anything we can do about that?
Yeah, Hitachi makes them. They got the patent from the Navy. Several other companies make it, but Hitachi's the big one. They're 3 cents a piece. They're going to put them in shoes, clothes, coffee cups. USA Today reported that Walmart, Target, Eddie Bauer, Nike, it was hundreds of stores, are going to put chips in almost all their products, and then they're going to set up, you know, like they have Nielsen that puts a box on your TV to see what you watch, and that's fine, that's voluntary.
Right.
This is where they set up radio readers, and the chip has what the product is and what your name is. They scan it on when you leave the store, and then those readers read who you are when you walk around. And folks, this is culture shock. I can't believe they're moving this quick. I mean, you talk about end of the world revelation type of stuff.
So if you're saying that this is going to be coming to the stores in the next few years.
In fact, it's already there. The Washington Post reported last Friday that major stores in New York have already put in many of their products. And when you've already bought clothes in this one store, in Prada's is the name of the store, you walk in and your face pops up on a computer screen and everybody walks up and says, oh, welcome to the store, Mr. Jones.
So how do we know which things have chips in it and which don't?
That's the problem. You ever seen a small piece of glitter, the type that you have to look at on the tip of your finger,
right.
You barely see the edges?
Right.
It is the size of a small piece of glitter, and it holds 93 bits of information on it. It says, here's an article here out of Eureka Alert, how wonderful this technology is. The Office of Naval Research program that goes back 4 decades, very small electronic crystal chips can now be embedded into products to provide up to 96 bits of information when they are read by an electromagnetic scanner. That's roughly 6 times as much as barcodes holds. It also meets the new industry standard developed by MIT-led Auto ID Center. So see, MIT, it's the government. MIT has their Auto ID Center. And starting next year, Walmart has announced half their products are going to have it. And by 2004, all products. They said shavers, coffee cups, trash cans, everything will have tracker chips in them.
So what can we do? What can we do if somebody's unsuspectingly tracking us because we picked up one of those items somewhere? Can we prevent that?
Well, some will say, what do I have to hide? Folks, what does the government have to hide? They're all secret in their bunkers running things, but they want to know everything about us. I remember 8 years ago reading the articles about how there are already satellite tracker boxes in all the cars. 3 weeks ago, it came out on ABC Nightly News. Oh, these boxes just so happen to be in your ignition. We're going to start taxing you with those. Doesn't that sound great? And England just started doing it in London. Canada is preparing to do it. We've got to say no, because this cashless society, these chips, these tracking systems aren't just about tracking us with Big Brother. It's about taxing us.
Taxing us, tracking us, the mark of the beast?
Absolutely. And now in College Station, north of Austin, Texas, just south of Dallas, is the new anti-terrorism center. Just so happens that's where Kroger's and HEB food stores, the big chains here, are both putting thumb scanners in. It just so happens to be in the town that's this big Homeland Security test zone, and they're putting in thumb scanners to buy your food. And I've got all this mainstream articles on my website in the biometric section of Infowars.com. That's the thing. Judy, I got stuff 10 times worse than this that's documented. It's like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
9/11, The Road to Tyranny, documentary by Alex Jones, radio show host, commentator. And if people want to hear you on the radio every day, where are you?
Well, I'm on about 90 stations, just a smattering around the country, and they can also listen at Infowars.com or net and get a list of affiliates there. But the main thing, Judy, is I hope people just get the video and make copies and spread it through the grassroots. And the toll-free number to get the films are 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or the website.
That's Infowars.com. Mr. Jones, thank you so much for joining me today, and we hope that we can continue some conversations in the future to alert Americans and persons throughout our world about what's really happening behind the scenes. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Cry Justice.
This is Cry Justice. I'm Judy Redlich. Email me with your comments to knlc24judy@hearshelpnet.org. Please join me next time